What's up, Mr. Good? Yeah, we're back here again for the next quadrant of this podcast segment. We're gonna cover junior year here for Dimitri's English final. So, you know, we're just really gonna get down to it. What's up, AP English? It's your boy Lil Meech here. Another podcast of Lil Meech Talks featuring one of Maloney's finest, Caitlin Mayhew. And today, you know, we're really just gonna dive into the wonders of the most stressful and anxiety-filled year. Obviously, it's junior year. You know, you have the college process. You have most of your tough classes. You have SATs. It's really it's the type of year to make you want to bang your head against a wall day in and day out. And it also is the year where you get probably the most sleep that you've ever received in an academia year. So let's get down to it. Junior year was the year that construction was completed. Towards the end of the year, construction completely gets done, and you know, we have a brand new school in front of us. So let me ask Caitlin the first question here today. Caitlin, what was your initial thought on the finished school?
Well, I really like the finished school. I mean, of course, like, it looks beautiful. Like, it's completely brand new and all, like, state-of-the-art stuff, which was nice. Yeah, definitely a lot better than the old jail, like, place we were in before. But, you know, every school, every place has its, like, ups and downs. So I hate how it's so big, and especially when you're on crutches and you gotta go everywhere. It's just so much walking all the time.
Yeah.
But that's the only downfall, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, my initial thought of the new school was that this was by far probably one of the most beautiful schools in the state. The Reaper, the renovations that were done to the school really just did not compare to most of the other schools that I've been into.
I think it's way better than Platt, too.
Yeah, I think it, yeah, definitely better than Platt. I don't like a lot of things about Platt.
Me either. It's weird gray brick.
Yeah, like, who puts a rock in the middle of the school?
And who puts a gray brick and then a red brick, too? You can't mix brick. You stick to one.
Yeah. So, I mean, the technology, the new library, the swivelly chairs, I mean, all of that combined really just made my learning environment.
I like how there's a lot of windows.
Yeah.
And, like, always, like, the light's always coming in, because before, like,
yeah, and it's white, too.
Yeah, it just is, like, a lot brighter, which, like, if you're already, like, in a depressed environment, like, it kind of just...
Yeah, I agree. I just think that the morale of the school was brought up a lot when the school was finished. I mean, you obviously, don't get me wrong, you cannot change the clientele of our school, but to put a better building there, I feel like a lot of the kids feel more of a need to succeed in such an uplifting place.
Yeah.
You have any final thoughts on that?
No, just, like, the windows are nice, but then sometimes you, like, think, like, oh, like, what happens, like, when you're in a place like the CAF, like, there's everything windows, there's something outside.
Okay, so you're talking about a school shooting, basically.
Well, no, but it's been a topic of conversation past lately.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. It's been a concern at the school. If it happened to be any type of threat, robbery,
whatever,
you know, any type of tragedy, the cafeteria is definitely a bad place for it.
Yeah.
So, next, let's dive into the athletic season.
Season.
Yeah, Caitlin, let's talk about it.
Me first?
Yeah.
Okay, well, my junior season, that was actually the last time I ever played soccer for the school, so whatever. But I had a really good season. I got all conference, first team, which was pretty exciting for me. Kind of just had a great year. I also, it was the first time we had indoor track in the winter, which I did. Distance yet again, hell like, but you know, whatever. I didn't get to finish the season out because I ended up tearing my ACL, but like, that was a major blow to things for the athletic season. So, yeah, but other than that, it was a really great season for me. I was doing good. Mile time was getting down low for the one meet I did. But that's it.
Yeah. Well, that's
let's move on.
It's good to hear. my junior athletic career was the start of a legacy at Maloney. No, it wasn't the peak, actually. No, it wasn't the peak. As I talked about in an earlier podcast, the idea of peaking as a freshman was a very scary thought. So my junior year, I had kind of big shoes to fill, given the legacy at Maloney. with the wrestling team. So junior year, I really showed up. I won the Class L tournament as a junior at 132 pounds, which was my greatest accomplishment at that point. And then I progressed on to the state open, where I finished fifth, which at the time, the top five placers moved on to the New England tournament. So that was a great accomplishment within itself. And then I progressed on to the New England tournament, where I won two matches and lost two matches. So an even record at a level that high is pretty impressive, if you ask me.
Me too.
And then, yeah, so I think it's pretty cool. And then we move on to the golf season, and we kind of bounce back from a crap sophomore year, and played a little bit better. Had a good amount of 30s in there last year. I think I broke 44 times last year, which is pretty good for myself. So junior year was definitely a good sports year, for sure.
Yeah, that's probably my best sports year.
Yeah. So let's move on to some of the fun of junior year. We're gonna cover a lot, such as prom, the license, college visits, etc. Let's dive into prom, Kate. How was prom for you? With that tool you went with.
Yeah, I had a really shitty date. Excuse my language, but, like, that's just the only way that, like, you'd properly understand how awful it was. So, like, other than that, like, I mean, I always create my own fun. So, like, I had fun on my own. And, like, it was an enjoyable experience for me, besides the fact that, like, my date made it so unenjoyable. But I love my dress junior year. It was maroon and a little sparkly. And I really loved that. And I love my hair. I think I looked really good. Not to be, like, sound like that, but whatever. Anyways, and so I had a really fun night, though. Yeah, that was a fun night for me. Besides the rain sucked. That was so annoying. And then it rained this year, too, which is really shitty.
Yeah, we've gotten absolute trash weather our last 2 years.
You went to two proms junior year, and so did I.
Yeah.
But my second prom was better.
Yeah, so the prom for me, my junior year, was a lot of fun. I was a girl from Platt, and I wore a Vineyard Vines bow tie, which is absolutely...
And a cummerbund.
Yeah, and a cummerbund, which is just absolute fire. So, prom was a very cool experience, besides the fact of the excessive amounts of rain that really just kind of crushed the night.
Remember when your date found out you're gonna...
Yeah, that's not great. I'm gonna have to talk about that. So yeah, prom was a really fun experience. It was cool, you know, just to dress up with my friends and have a good night.
Yeah. I like the food. The food was good, too.
Yeah, the food was much better than the senior year's prom.
Oh, that awful. The food at Ocadurf ruined me.
Yeah, it just really didn't compare in all honesty. So, you know, that was that, really. Let's move on to the extracurricular part of our junior year. Caitlin, can I ask you, what were some of your highlights extracurricularly of your junior year?
So, junior year, I was a vice president in our club. We did a bunch of, like, community service stuff and, like, volunteer work through, like, the community and globally. Like, I remember we did, like, stuff for Haiti. We, like, donated a bunch of stuff there, and, like, we worked closely with the Rotary Club, which is really exciting. And then at the end of the year, we got to go to, like, a banquet for them. But I'd say, like, the most fun I had junior year was when I did Skills USA. And I had, like, a group of four of us. It was, like, me, Marley, Anna, and Tanner. And when we went to competition, we got first place in the Health Knowledge Bowl. And then we were able to go to Kentucky to compete at the national level, which was, that was a really fun experience. Kentucky was so awesome. We did so much fun stuff. Like, not even, like, the competing part. Like, just, like, all the sightseeing we did with Miss Simone, like, all the different stuff we got to do was so fun. That was the best time.
Yeah, extracurriculars were fun junior year.
Yeah.
My extracurriculars junior year were awesome for me. They did a lot for my resume and for my stature at the school. Coming off of wrestling season, after winning a Class L state championship, I went on to go to the DECA competition at the AquaTurf in early March, where me and my partner Alexis Kachanowicz placed second in sports and entertainment marketing team decision making out of about 50 teams. After purely not a single ounce of studying, which, if you ask me, is it's pretty impressive within itself. So from there, we traveled out to Anaheim, California, for what is known as ICDC. It stands for the International Career and Development Conference, which is basically the pinnacle of the DECA season. There's about 20,000 kids there, And it was on Disney property in Anaheim, so it was truly just a movie, if you ask me.
We had those cute little Disney waffles every day.
Yeah, every morning we'd wake up and have Disney waffles for, like, $8. It was literally, like, the best breakfast I ever had in my life. So we went out there, and we wound up placing in the top 20th percentile out of hundreds of teams from different states and countries. Better yet, Canada's there, Asia's there, a lot of countries are represented. So I placed in the top 20th percentile there, which was pretty cool. It was a great experience to go out there and share my passion with like-minded people. And then after that, is the youth in government season, which youth in government is a political club that focuses on bill making and parliamentary procedure for high school students. It's held at the state capitol and the Farmington Marriott for 3 days in March. And it is, if you're interested in lawmaking and politics, it's by far the best thing that you can get involved in as a high school student. So I was actually elected as the 74th Youth Attorney General of Connecticut, which was amazing for my extracurricular career. It was just really cool to serve my senior year as that office, and I got to act as a judge for what is known as Youth in Law, which is a mock trial competition for students who are in youth in government. So I knew that there was going to be a lot of perks to my senior year being a state officer in a club that was so meaningful at the school and had such a good history of participation. So now let's dive into to the really interesting part of junior year, college. SATs and college visits. Kaylin, let me first ask you about your SAT exam. How did you prepare for the SAT, and how do you think that you fared amongst others on the SAT?
Well, I took an SAT preparatory course, right? That's what it's called?
Yes.
Through the school, first semester. That was with Mr. Marsh and Ms. Sear.
Yes.
Miss Sear did the English part, and Mr. Marsh did the math portion of things. And I guess that was kind of helpful. You think? You took that too, right?
Yeah, I think it was very helpful.
Yeah, I took that, and they gave you, like, an SAT book, which I guess I looked over. Like, I didn't really study for the SATs, per se. Like, I just, like, everything that I did to prepare for it was kind of just, like, based into my curriculum or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I took the SATs in April on that, our, like, school testing day.
Yep.
I think that was April, yeah. And I got an 1180, which...
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that just kind of set me up. I only took the SAT one more time after that, and my score plummeted.
I feel you. I actually took it... I took standardized tests 4 times in high school, which...
Oh, Jesus.
Which sucked. I took the ACT once, and I took the SAT 3 times. The ACT I took in West Hartford at the University of Hartford, and it was literal hell. Never thought to take it again. And then I took the SAT
Did you score good on the ACT?
No, I scored 23, which is kind of cheeks. and then I took the SAT 3 times, my highest score, coming as an 1140 from the school day SAT as well. I can really say that the school day SAT, I thought, allowed me to be a little bit more focused with classrooms, because the other two SATs I took were in large venues. So I thought that the SAT at Maloney was really good.
My second SAT was at Lemon Hall, and I was in a classroom with, like,
I think I was
kids.
In a classroom for one of them, actually, at Cromwell, but...
And I did really good on the writing portion my second time. I got 777, and it's out of 8.
That's awesome.
I know. So that was pretty good. That was the only good part of it. Yeah. My essay was good. It was about history, and I love history. Ha.
Yeah, that is pretty good. So then, let's move on to, like, college visits. Where did you look as a junior, and what were you interested in?
All I looked at were, like, a bunch of nursing schools. I toured a bunch in Connecticut, like, all the state schools, obviously. Well, I didn't tour all the state schools. I only toured Western, which my cousin goes there, so, like, it was nice. Like, I spent the day with her there or whatever. I toured, like, Quinnipiac, Sacred Heart, obviously USJ, which is where I'm going. University of Bridgeport. I looked at a little school in Massachusetts, but I didn't really like it. Elms.
Elms.
I just toured a bunch of nursing schools, kind of got, like, the feel of things and what I was looking for, which I'm kind of looking for, like, a more smaller school, because, I don't know, and, like, closer to home and stuff, and I wanted to play soccer, so USJ was kind of just, like, the perfect fit for me, and once I went there, like, I knew I could see myself there and stuff, so That was good, but it was definitely stressful trying to, like, find colleges and stuff like that. Yeah,
I thoroughly agree with you.
You went on a lot. Oh, I toured, like, Salve, too, and Rhode Island and stuff.
I toured 13 schools as a junior and some as a sophomore, and I wound up applying to 9. My top choices after my junior year were Bentley, Babson, Bryant, and Nichols. Those were definitely the 3 B's, and then Nichols really stood out to me. So that was pretty cool. And that was really the college visit experience for me. But it was literal hell trying to get in trying to get into all those college tours. I mean, it was very stressful.
Trying to fit them all in and stuff, and you're not, like, miss school and all.
Yeah,
that.
It got a little difficult.
Yeah.
So let's move on to the pinnacle of junior year, when you receive your license and you are a licensed driver.
That was actually a pretty stressful experience for me, because I got my permit in November for my birthday or whatever, and then I was supposed to test for my license in March, but then I got surgery for my ACL reconstruction March 1st, so then that was postponed, so I couldn't get my license for like two, three extra months, which is pretty disheartening to me. And I had to go to driving school, which is literal hell. Hated that. And I was on crutches, so that was just awful. And my driving lady was like, had the voice of like a freaking squirrel. It was so annoying. Not to be rude, but it was awful. It was awful. But once I got my license, it was so nice. So you could just drive everywhere. And yeah, I took my test through the DMV in Hamden, and it was raining.
Yes, I feel you. My driver's ed was awful. I don't think anybody ever enjoys driver ed.
Yeah, true.
So
the drug and alcohol, that 8 hours, that was awful. And I was sick as a dog. Like, it was awful.
Yeah, it was not. Gosh. It was not a fun experience. So I took my test at my school in Wallingford. I forget the name of it. Maybe like Easy Learn or something. Okay. Well, we'll call it Easy Learn for the sake of this podcast. Yeah, Liberty. That's where I went.
Oh yeah.
It's like right by Hunter Pools. That pool.
By Double Play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I went there and. It was fun because I had a couple friends in the class, but other than that, it sucked. So I took my test there.
I do know one in my class.
And I passed. Stop cutting me off.
Sorry.
And I passed, which is pretty cool. But I kind of prolonged my license because I went away for the whole summer, so it was kind of difficult to get the test in.
Yeah.
But yeah, the license was awesome, and
free woman.
Yeah.
Recently, I just had a year last in May.
Good job,
so
buddy.
I can drive legally.
Yeah, so, that's really all we have for you for junior year. This one's going to definitely be a little longer in length, given it was probably the most taxing year, per se. But, yeah, that's that. So, for Lil Meech Talks, this is your boy Lil Meech, joined here by...
Kate.
signing off.
See you.